This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh, hello. Hello, hello, and welcome to St. Patrick's Day. A St. Patrick's Day like we've never had before.
Hump Day!
I don't see your green, kid.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put any green on. I forgot
about it. What are
you doing? I didn't realize it was St. Patrick's Day until I'd commuted to work already by walking through the dining room to the studio.
How's the traffic?
So it was too late. Yeah, the traffic was a bear, so I just figured, whatever. It's fine.
Does this green wall count behind me?
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, totally. Counts. That absolutely counts. Nikki, you got a green sweater on there?
Yeah, it's like a dark green.
Yeah, good job, kid.
Yeah. So it's just me and Vinny. Oh, and Vinny's got his green, looks like a Philly
It's a Philly hat. But it's really more of a green hat.
You know, I actually have a green t-shirt that says Ireland on it, and I should go get that, but it would be underneath this. I don't have a green sweatshirt, so...
Well, it is cold there in your home.
It's freezing.
Oh, my God.
It's so cold here. It's
just every
morning. I mean,
how do you do it?
Sometimes John actually turns the heat off at night. I'm like, you know I get up at 4, right? Like, do you not love me?
Is the switch for the heater under the bed?
Nah, it's way down. It's across town.
Across town.
Across town, down in the living room. I got to go down a couple stairs.
Oh,
I mean, you know,
wow.
It's a whole thing. God.
You can't jump those in one, huh?
No, I'm too old to be jumping stairs, Vin.
Okay.
It's not,
it's like two steps, right?
It's two steps. There's two
steps.
It's just, you know, it's a long way. You know, that what you're saying makes perfect sense. I should drive over there and turn the heat on, but... you know, I didn't think of it. Instead, I just sat here shivering for the last hour.
All right.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where...
is it all good or is it all just, it's fine? It's okay.
Well, it's all, yes, it goes back to it's all fine, sure. I mean, I continue to feel really lucky that nobody's gotten sick at my house.
Yes, oh my God.
I continue to feel like, I think it was, I don't know what day it was, it might have been Sunday, and I don't know what got us started, but me and my daughter were seeing who could scream louder.
Oh my God.
We were just screaming as we were driving, and it was fun, and everyone laughed. And then yesterday at some point, my daughter goes, I think I have a sore throat. And even though I knew we'd been screaming our heads off and being stupid, I was like, I think I have one too. Is everybody else, you know, it's still that, it happens. The suggestion suddenly has me going, oh my God. I think it's because she was screaming with dad and we were just being as loud as we could possibly be.
So who won that?
Well, Vinny won, obviously.
You know what it is? I'll tell you.
I mean, was there any question?
Because girls have that screeching, you know.
Yes,
really
girls have
piercing.
A whole other thing that you can't even... imagine until you live in a house with girls. But they all said, Dad sounds like he's getting murdered. So I don't know, you know, I
yours is much more blood curdling.
Yeah, they're definitely different types of screams, and you're right, hers was that high-pitched girl scream. And
ouch.
And you can hear that at my house right now because of the puppy all day and night into the evening.
Oh.
And like I'll be upstairs and downstairs you can hear the there's tears. There's screaming. There's,
oh my God, that puppy is really fitting.
Well,
right
it's
in.
Not just the puppy. I'm saying though that there's a lot going on, and no one seems to want to bottle up how they feel about anything. They're right. just letting it rip, and I just think
it's healthier. It probably is healthier, but still not really conducive
to sleep. I really don't
want to
go down there. It's awful.
Oh my God. So when you walk down the stairs and you stand there and you just look at them and go, you are so inconsiderate.
Well, what? Well, no, this is, I mean, this is 5, 7 o'clock. It's no big deal.
Oh, before you even go to bed.
No, this is, yeah, this is just going on like on a regular night, regular basis.
Right.
It's always something. So, you know, I'm not, believe me, all people, I'm sure. That's one thing I learned about kids. I learned about myself, too, and about my own parents. All this crap's the same in everybody's house. It's,
yeah.
The kids do the same crap. They're just...
Kids are kids.
They're born to it.
Mm.
So I know everybody's
little hell
going
raisers.
Like,
yeah,
what?
That's well, it's relatable. Right. I mean, certainly, you know, I remember you bring back memories of my own kids and anyone with kids right now who's going through what you're going through.
Jesus.
They're all nodding their heads like, yes, yes, that is my life.
And then the missus comes down after the whole, you know... production, and she just looks at the living room and goes, oh my God, it's a freaking it's a garbage dump in here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to bed. Good night.
You can have fun cleaning that up.
Oh, she didn't clean it up. She went, all right, I'm going to lay down.
I simply do not have any gas left in the tank to clean the garbage heap.
Yeah, that was not. It was just, it's not the garbage like trash.
Of
it's garbage
not.
Like toys are everywhere.
Things, everything.
Right.
And just, I can picture it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I can picture it because it's right there over there.
You got it too. Right.
I have it too. Yeah, it's all over the place. Yeah.
Right. So
it's you know, it is actually really nice. As they get older, the messes become confined either to their room or just maybe they're nice and neat. I don't know. But it's definitely it changes. Don't worry, guys.
Well,
you'll get through it. It'll be fine. Your next problem will be the boys that are coming to the house, I guess. You know what I was looking at this morning? There's a story
Minute. Don't just walk away from that statement. You
away
say
from
that.
It.
You drop the, I'm going to just drop this here and then keep moving. Well, what is that?
You know, I was looking at pictures of Soleil Moon Frye this morning as I'm reading.
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster, right. She and they brought back the Punky Brewster show, and she's now, I don't know, in her 40s or whatever. Vinny, I don't know if you've taken a hard look at her. She looks exactly like Isla. When she's 7 years old, I'm like, holy cow. Like, she really reminds me of Isla.
I haven't looked at her.
And she's such a beautiful woman now. Like, I mean, Isla's just going to be such a knockout.
Well, I think they'll both be cute, but they both have destroyed their mouths. Like, we're going to be in braces forever.
With the binkies?
With the binkies and then the lip biting. The lip biting seems to be the natural because the second one's now doing it that her choopy's getting taken away.
Mm.
They bite their bottom lip. And
yeah, that'll heal. Once they stop doing that, it's fine. They'll,
I feel like they've got overbites like crazy now. But
well, you know, every kid's in braces these days. Like,
mm-hmm.
And the pressure to put your kids in braces is real. Like, my kids' teeth are fine. And I said... no to braces. I was
you did?
Yeah. I'm like, they can get Invisalign later if they want to fix it. Their teeth are straight. And he's like, well, I don't know. They've got a little... I'm like, no, they're fine. 100% fine. I'm not putting them in braces unless they have, you know, teeth sticking out when their mouth
is
closed.
Well, I could use the money, though.
Yeah. That that is... I mean, and the thing is, so the first kid, right, we go in and he's got like a little overbite and he's, you know, whatever, but it's nice teeth and they're straight and everything. And I'm looking at his... face as they're telling me what it's going to cost to fix this kid's teeth. And there's real pressure. Like, oh, no, you want to get this done. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to. I didn't have braces. No one in my family had braces. We all grew up just fine. Yeah, I got janky teeth. Like this one that sticks out. But, I mean, more or less, they're fine. And so I said, no. I mean, it was like $13,000, $14,000
It's expensive,
over the
yes.
course of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, my parents did it for all four of us.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
My mom says it all the time. I could have gotten my trailer earlier than I thought.
Her trailer?
Yeah.
Were your teeth like...
Oh, yeah. My older sister called me Jaws because they were all messed up.
Oh.
And Yeah, I wouldn't smile for the longest time.
If they're jacked and going different directions
and
stuff.
So jacked.
So look, your parents had to. I mean, you were going to be...
It's the best thing. I still am so glad I went through that because I smile proudly without thinking twice about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Now I smile.
And I would be bummed if they hadn't done that for me. So I'm going to do it. If they say, no, I don't want it, I'll tell them, okay, I'm going to record you now because I'm going to make a video. Because
you're going
to
be going through that Invisalign thing later in life.
Later in life, when you say, why didn't you? I'm going to show you a video of you screaming, I don't want this done.
Right.
No, thank you. But I do think she's a cute kid.
Oh, my God. She's beautiful. And to see, to look at Soleil Moonfry or, I don't know how old she is, but she's got to be 40. She looks 40. But she's so pretty, and she actually kind of reminds me of Christina in a way. And I just picture your daughter growing 44. Up to look like her. Oh, 44.
44.
Yeah. Oh. She looks really good, and she's left herself alone for the most part. You know what I mean? That Kid 90.
You watched it now.
I haven't watched it yet. Has anyone watched that?
Yeah,
I've been planning on it.
Oh, you've seen it now.
Finish it?
Yeah, it's good. It's interesting just because, she really brought a video camera everywhere she went. And
so she's not in this.
No, she's
she
in
is
it.
Because her brother
she'll
filmed
hand it off.
Smash,
or...
and, yeah, they just passed the camera around. But it was interesting just to see how relaxed they all were, because it's not like that anymore. And they do talk about that, how they didn't have to be on back then because they didn't have to worry about the internet or constantly being photographed or videoed from strangers. They can just be themselves, but now they have all of this added pressure because of social media.
Right. So are they videoing them doing drugs and stuff?
That too, yeah.
All the stuff.
All the stuff. Parties.
Which really probably wouldn't happen these days. No one would, because it's true, that would go up on Facebook and your mom would be super mad.
Yeah.
Or wherever. That's... It's definitely on my list. It's so funny because I was reading the story about Soleil Moonfry and Charlie. She had said that her first consensual sexual experience was with Charlie Sheen. She was 18 and he was 29, and he was so gentle with her. And he's all, she's a good egg. He had a response to it. But then they show this picture of them, and it's kind of gross because in this picture she's 8 or 9 years old. And there's Charlie Sheen right there.
He didn't
next
do her when she was eight or nine.
No,
no, no.
No. It was much further on. But he did do her later. And there she is as a little girl sitting with a guy she's going to do later.
Yeah, I'll never understand that. Look, if you want to date young people younger than you, that's fine. But I will never understand how a grown man goes out with an 18-year-old girl. I just don't. I don't get it. I went out with 18-year-old girls when I was 18.
Right. Because honestly, that seems like the age that you should be dating. You should really, I don't know. The guys that troll high schools, something up there.
It's gross. Yeah,
anyway,
it is gross.
He was saying, Charlie Sheen, who is in this Kid 90, I guess, right? Is Charlie Sheen featured heavily in it, Nikki?
Kind of.
Okay, well, anyway, he's in it, and she had the sexual experience with him. And he's saying, no, I haven't watched it yet. It's high on my list of things I have to watch. But I'm like, but it's about, okay. So I guess he'll get to that at some point, or he won't. It's like all of us. I'll get to that at some point, or I won't.
I want to watch
that. I know. It's on my list. That mental list. You've got that's something I could watch. Mm. And then you never do. And yet we complain that there's nothing on TV. But I don't feel like pressing play on that.
I'm surprised that even saw the light of day. I really am.
It's just kind of amazing that she had all that footage. It's it's something that she hadn't looked at in years and years. She started looking at it and she goes, I think there's a movie in here. It's kind of amazing. If you haven't heard about this, it's a documentary. Soleil Moonfry, in her days, it seems like after Punky Brewster had ended, she just was hanging out with all the cool Hollywood kids, everybody who was a kid star, and she filmed everything all the time.
Is it on Hulu, Nicole?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, Vinny.
I know that construction guys get pretty gnarled through their careers. Mm-hmm. They're pretty weathered, is another way to put it. I saw a video of your dude, Richard, cutting a metal pipe or metal thing with no gloves on as sparks are flying off this thing onto his hands. And I'm watching it going, is he so gnarled that he's just calloused beyond belief? Is it possible that he left his gloves at home that day?
You know, I noticed that as well. And I think, I'm not sure, I took a bunch of videos yesterday because we're doing some work in the yard. And after the one side that he cut without the gloves, he went to his car and got gloves.
Oh, okay.
He did go, and I really had the same thought as you. I'm like, wow, he does not seem to care that those... And they weren't just landing on his hands. They were landing, like, on his belly, and, like, the flames are shooting off of this thing.
Sparks, right? Little bits
little
of metal.
Sparks, yeah. Little sparks. I didn't mean to say flames. It's not, nothing was on fire.
My dad's that guy. He always...
Looked like that, though. It's
it
like,
just hits him. He doesn't...
No, I know, and like, he didn't seem to care, but then he was like, no, that hurts. I'm going to make it through this side of this
little
steel
tickle
beam that we're cutting. It's nothing, but then he goes over and he got his gloves. So,
good, okay.
So yes, Vinny.
I watched your videos. It looks like you've got another nice project happening. The first thing I thought was that dude's burning his hands. Those sparks are real.
I bet it didn't even hurt. He's like, oh, man, Sarah's filming me now.
I better go get some gloves on.
Yeah, this is a safety thing.
He loves being the star of my videos, believe me. I mean, he just loves it.
He's just filming.
Sure.
Like, to the left, you guys got that? Is it level? Are you sure about that? I'm like, oh, I would love to have somebody hovering over me doing that. That's great.
I'm not sure which ones I sent to. I sent every single one to Bryn because, and there must have been 20. I don't know, because Bryn, you know, Bryn sits there and geeks out on it. We write back and forth. So I sent you just a couple choice ones, Vinny. But they got the thing up, and it's like this huge thing in my driveway now. The neighbors are thrilled.
I'm sure.
You might imagine.
I did notice also there's, I don't know, 20 cars parked out there. You must have a team.
It's a whole thing.
It looked like a very full lot.
Yeah. Wow. It looks like, you know, today the one car that's the one that I don't drive anymore.
Yeah.
That's totally dead. It's getting towed away.
Towed?
Like leaving. Never coming home.
Well, I prefer that. I mean, I don't need a car right now. I just don't need a car.
For now.
For now.
You don't know if you're going
to. I'll get another car someday. It'll be fine.
I guess that's true.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I tried to start
it
in February.
Remember when we talked about Jeremy Newberry, how he's all, I'm going to move. And we thought, well, maybe you should consider waiting. I mean, it's a bad time. It's COVID.
It's a terrible time to move, right?
It's don't sell everything. Don't change your whole life over this.
No.
Things will possibly return.
Well, hopefully they will. But that car is, it has very low mileage. I'm going to sell it to you right now. Is really low mileage. It's just pristine inside, and it just has this one little thing going on with the battery that
it just needs to be replaced. It's a small battery.
Yep, just a little battery. So we're going to get that replaced, and then we're going to, you know, I saw some ad. Does anyone know the name of this place where, like, you put in the information about your car and then they just come get it and give you a check? I want that. I don't want to meet people in the Safeway parking lot. I don't want to hang out.
Isn't that for like junk car removal though?
I don't
know.
I don't think that's
it seemed
what
like
want.
It was a real
thing.
They're
gonna give you like $500.
Yeah.
I'll sell it.
Extremely low balled if you do something like that.
The problem was I didn't even attempt to start it for like it hadn't been driven since December 12th as the app for the car told me. And it's been sitting there. I don't need it right now. So
wow.
I know. It's so, I'm psyched though. And then we got the catalytic converter fixed on Riley's car when it got stolen last year. So I think we might sell that one too.
Jesus. What did he get his Subaru yet?
I think that's what we're going to do. Yeah. I'm not sure, but that's the thing. I don't know what his plan is. You know, as we were going to get him that Subaru, he was in his senior year and it never ended up happening because the world shut down.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't need a car right now either, does he?
And nobody, I mean, people still commute, but I don't need a car. And anywhere I want to go, I'm like, hey, John, can you take me to, or I can drive his car.
The boys are home most days then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my kid? He works full time from his room. He's on Zoom all day in like his office.
And then the other one's on Zoom working all night.
Yes. Or whatever. I'm sure Zoom
music
is
counts as work. Eventually, that will pay him, I'm sure.
Let's hope so. He got a check from Spotify once.
Well, the first thing that occurred to me, who did we play the other day that sounded like bad EDM?
Oh, Elon Musk. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, oh my God, if this gets played by anybody, why isn't Yeah Right would, you know, come on.
I should tell Yeah Right to listen to that. We talk about Elon Musk a lot at the house, you know.
Oh, you do?
Sure. What's talking about? Hey, science stuff. Yeah, tech stuff. All right, we're late. What? Actually, we're right on time. We're right on time. Yeah, I'm going to go with right on time. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Hump Day. St. Patrick's Day.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.